We're coming out of summer where the indoor venues were a little bit quiet, and things are springing back to life very quickly. And Andrew Bird has a huge following kind of in the, you know, there are so many genre names now, but, you know, I guess maybe indie folk might be a good way to describe what Andrew Bird does. But he is sort of getting the Singletary Center started this fall for a show of the fall there.
And being a concert hall, maybe that's an indication of how American roots music has established itself in the arts world.
It really is. I mean, you know, this is an artist who a few years ago would have been and has played smaller venues around here. So to be in a 1,500-seat concert hall, and, you know, it speaks to kind of the growing diversity of music. It's been kind of a funny thing. I mean, this week you had a big sort of roots folk week with Mumford & Sons releasing a new album and Lexington's Ben Solee releasing a new album, and, you know, both doing very well and sort of being highly anticipated discs. So Andrew Bird having a big show in town goes right along with that.
Another guy who's having a big show in town, no surprise there, Itzhak Perlman is back in Lexington this weekend performing with the University of Kentucky Symphony, again at Singletary Center.
In this case, you totally expect that he would be filling a 1,500-seat venue or even larger. The last time he was here just over a year ago at the Singletary Center, it was one of the toughest tickets I've ever seen in this town. They were literally saying there were no tickets left for this show. But he is coming back fairly quickly to play with a university orchestra, which really must speak to him having liked the experience, because he's awfully busy at this time of year and could have easily said, you know, I want to take Sunday night off. I mean, he's been in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and numerous other points, and has an album that he has just released that he's been heavily promoting, including segments on NPR. So the guy is pretty busy, but he has made time to come back and play the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with the UK Symphony.
And this weekend, we slide into the Halloween season with Scarefest at the Lexington Center.
That's true. If you want to get in the Halloween mood, this is a good way to do it. It's the fifth edition of this horror and paranormal convention that has really been growing since its inception in 2008. It brings in stars from films and TV shows that are sort of big with the horror and paranormal crowd, like you've got Nick Groff from Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, who will be in talking to fans about the show and also launching his new book and his new band. So just a lot of chances for people to, you know, kind of rub shoulders with the horror paranormal crowd over at Lexington Center.
Rich Copley, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.